Thank you for listening, and welcome to When Pigs Fly. Talk from the heart, the mind, and the soul. And I'm your host, Andrew Fetter. Shooting stars, and I see bluebirds. That was a cool ass song. And by the way, that's a song by Ruby Freeman of Ruby Freeman and Orchestra, which I'm looking forward to having her on my show, which I'll get to. And of course, my intro, of course, that was incorporation of the song Blind from the album Follow Me, Masonic Temple. And by the way, They will be coming out to this Grand USA of LA, I hear, coming in December, January. Hopefully we'll hear them around in the States. I know you'll probably want to see, hear them. Hopefully around the world. I know you will. And again, I want to thank you all for listening. And of course, this is Andrew Fetter, your host. Thank you guys for listening to, and girls, or whatever, listening to future shows, past shows, and all. And speaking of future shows, I have now some lineups, so to speak, getting up to some very inquisitive interviews getting set forth. I had a hold off for a particular reason. Hopefully we'll culminate some events that I'll be able to attend to and do a very special interview and a show hopefully during the next couple weeks, but we are trying to leave slots open. But I thought it was important also information that to get off my chest or say or whatnot in the last few weeks, and in particular today was something I felt that was important to when things are meant to be, there's certain times I feel I have to say them. And then there's certain things that I'm just compelled to say. And some of them are from, like you can say, a higher self, a higher thing, whatever. But on the future shows, by the way, just let you all know. You can get your calendar or whatever, but you'll know of them. I'm going to have Siobhan O'Connor, who is an esteemed healer and clairvoyant. In fact, she's helped well over 7,500 souls, as to speak. That's quite a lot of souls out there that have been helped. Think of how many they've helped others now after that. Anyway, she's going to be on my show on September 25th, which I look forward to. And, of course, it's that time of the year. Every 3 months, we got to know what our astrology is and what the hell's going on in our zodiac. So I will have my esteemed astrologist and intuitive, Carrie Fezza. Of course, she'll, like I said, she'll tell us what's happening on the latter quarter of this year, 2009. And as you were listening to the song, Shooting Stars, and by the way, I'm going to close with a song of hers at the end and her from her orchestra. I will have Ruby Friedman. Of Ruby Friedman and Orchestra on October 9th. This is a very special interview. You don't want to miss it out. She does not do that many interviews, and so it's very selective, and I feel very esteemed and honored to have her on my show. So that's the dates I have, and of course I'm looking into having others, including California Girls, which I've played before, and a couple other esteemed people. I have, which is going to be quite fascinating, through this next, toward the end of 2009. And, again, I want to thank you all for listening. And, of course, you can all look up any of my past shows and past interviews on the archives. And, shoot me an email or you connect me on MySpace. And that's my email, by the way. Again, it's on there, though, at flyingpigs.artlover.com. And my MySpace account, if you have one, .com/AndrewFetter. Send me your comments, what you think, what's on your mind, or what would you like to hear. I usually appreciate, first of all, your comments and questions. And I also utilize a lot of the questions that you have, and I make even shows out of them, out of the request of yourselves. And those who are living in the United States, by the way, I do want to emphasize, as I have done in the past show, regarding your health care. It is not profit. It is not a viable, justifiable reason or a humanitarian element in the equation of your health. So please do contact your government official, be it a senator or congressman, and let them know that you demand a public option. I mean, it's your choice. This is your opportunity. Unless you're happy with, paying thousands of dollars for crappy care, or maybe even not even have care, or afraid it might lose your care, and you know how bad it is in the United States. So tell your friends, it is not just your, this is your right, it ain't just your privilege, so demand it. It's that's going to come out of your voices. By the way, I was going to let, also speaking of going backtracking here on future events, I will be in Las Vegas doing some book signing events for my book called The Heretic, which was my last one was released. Of course, I have another one being released in 2010. But I will be doing another event. I feel quite honored as they have requested me to come out back to Vegas to do two signing events. One is October 17th at 1 p.m. through, I think it's till 4 o'clock, 5 o'clock, at Saturday at Borders in Town Square Mall on the Strip, 6521 South Las Vegas Boulevard. Again, that's October 17th. That's on a Saturday. The following Saturday, I will be at 1 p.m. through 5 p.m. at Barnes & Noble in the Sutherland part of Las Vegas. And I will be in the Crossroad Commons Mall, and that's 8915 West Charleston. So do come out, say hello, yada, yada. And like I say, but people are wondering, what I sees and what I feels. So I took a quick slurry of water down my throat. H2O, since we're made of most of that, besides air, or space, more correctly to say, 2010, and when I put things together and what I see or feel or understand, mind you, this is just information, I'm just the vessel, I just divulge it, I have no input to it, no ego into it, just tell what's there and that's it. Sort of like the communication device. I don't call myself a channeler or anything. I don't call myself psychic. Just what it is and just tell how things I see. I'm not call myself a prophet neither. I don't believe in calling myself names and this. Others can say what they want or believe or whatever. That's fine with them. I choose to set back my ego and not place it into what I have to say. It is for your information only. And you can divulge and deal with it, as I said. Anyway, this is how I feel. 2010. What I see, what I hear, and what I feel. There's a changing will increase to all new levels. Rivers will rise to unseen unlimits of depths. Hurricanes and tornadoes will be substantial. Beyond what is the norm. Earthquakes will occur around the world, thought never to occur. New movements of the polar shifting will occur. Islands will submerge. New islands will emerge. The lands of Cyrus will tumble and crumble. The people will stand, and again there will be a rumble. Blood on the streets, stones cobbled with freedom, as the lands of Cyrus rumble. The people of Put, those of Arab, those are of the Edomites, will show hate only with their own stupor and drunken with glee of hate toward their brother. The hate will open their skulls, and their lands will be of pestilence and disease. Their lands will be smothered and will never be free until the day they come clean with love toward their brother and their sister. There will be just fear in their eyes. To them, that's all that matters. There will continue blame and continue to blame. It's the same blame game, but will sooner become more evident. It is very, very lame. Blood will flow in the land of the cedar. Strife will occur. Clouds will be dirt, dust, and amber. Neighbors of those peoples will corner And again, blood will be on the streets in Cedar, all caused from the thumb from the lands of Cyrus. In God's city of peace, people will emerge from two houses. When loss now gathers, people of the lost ones, lost tribes will surprise the world. Tests will be drawn, acceptance of the long lost brother at hand. Ezekiel's words to be two sticks will be one as they should be. Increasing in vibration, some more will embrace their new understandings. Others, unfortunately, will fear, continue to reek of hate, division, and fear. People will gain more. Others will tumble. Choices at hand, voices, new voices heard. Hearts will sing to the new joy. Others will fear that joy. New was old and now is new. Money will print. People will at first. All well, all well. To live to means to work more. Yet there will be work for all. And all will seem so well. And health will be decided and achieved. Only it's just the candy that the people think they need. Light will merge to all new levels. Darkness will hide with such a tremble. Stars of the souls of the stars will come forth. Acknowledge for once and for all. It will be a given. TV media will be displayed before all their eyes and all your ears. UFOs, ETs, eyes will see, and more will realize it was meant to be. The celestials have been here and are here to stay. You'll wonder why, and you'll wonder what place. Some will find their true selves, that they too are of the stars, from their essence where they're from. The hearts of souls will hear the soul of the divine, Mother Earth, the universe, the old, the lies, the divisions of hate and fear, the save me complexes, the Messiah complex no more. No more will be that thought of son of save me or Messiah of old. The end of to the end is the beginnings to the ends. The fish is now gone as we enter the days of water, water from end to end. All peoples will see with more understandings. Energy is opening to a whole new level. Energy will merge to erase the idea of the past. Those who are in power will slowly be under the universe's all-time power. Light is engulfing the plane of these realms called Earth. Hot will be cool, desert will be green, islands will submerge and yet reemerge. Cities will follow, pain will endure, tests will become apparent, but humanity will prevail. Leaders will change it. Choices will be made. Roads will be diverted. Some will, some not. There will be those that will be embrace the truth of love in the universe. Others will remain in denial and will diminish as their lies become more transparent in detail. Hate will emerge. Fear will be driven. Division will be broadcast. All the wings, left wing, right wing, will be oblivious. Neocon, liberal, my way, the highway, all gone. That's just the beginning. They are the division, and this is just the beginning. The land of the holy will prevail. The haters will be derailed. Enemies will split. Hate will be mirrored by their own hate. Fear will be swallowed by their own mirror. division will simply disseminate. But these will be in small waves as the energies emerge, as they emulate. Light is unfolding, DNA is changing and expanding. Love is growing, feeling is hearing. Souls are yearning, minds are expanding, hearts are kindling. And you know what's happening. What will unfold, the roads, the choices, karma, manifestations, the thoughts, the changes, the new beginnings, the new endings, the new understandings, you will unfold to the new heights with greater awareness, greater understandings. You will have new choices that will open your eyes, your hearts, your minds. You will have thoughts that manifest to a greater effect. You have the opportunity to grow to a whole new length without ambiguity. There will be new turns with new roads, with new understandings. Yet, and I say do say yet, there will be those who choose, that is their choice. But unfortunately, the earth has other ideas. The universe is moving forward. Our realm is moving to a greater vibration, to a greater frequency, to a greater understanding. This ship, our ship, called Mother Earth, that we all stand on her sphere, allows those with its harmony of vibration, as she increases in her own, all others will simply be set off to another ship, lower of vibration. 2010 is just the beginning of the beginnings to the end of the old endings. With enlightened understandings, with love, there will be dreams of dreams. And as Edgar Allan Poe once said, and that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream. New dreams, new visions, greater harmony, humanity, one, the universe, God, Allah, Tao, Creator, Ein Sof, the infinity, love, love at the dawn, 2010 years. So these are the words. This is from my heart to yours. This is what I see. These are the manifestations that will, I believe, will occur. These are not just what I believe. It's just sort of, like I said, what belief would be my input. But this is just what I, like I said, see. Some people are going to, can you be specific? I see if people will see in the very beginning, they will get their candy. When I said candy, I mean they will find themselves economically, they'll think they're doing much better. They'll have their goodies, they'll be making they're working again. Of course, they'll be working for more. Not for more money, more time. Because that's what they'll be doing more of, more work. And people are going to redirect themselves if that's what's real. People are going to be throwing the candy because in the United States, for example, they will have their health care mandate as part of the candy. The rest is like act. Things will change. People manifest. There are going to be leaders out there who will have choices, have good hearts, and may actually surprise people and go against the ones that actually lead them. They're so-called puppet masters. And there will be decisions made at that time, and God forbid, but there might be some very heavy things happen. I don't say that. I see that in the 2010. I see the beginnings of that in the 2010. I do see, though, that Earth having a lot of strife, a lot of changes. The energy is shifting so hard on this, in such a higher frequency, that I see waves and huge, like, water hitting cities, almost like a Katrina effect. I don't see that in the United States. I do see that more abroad. What I do see is hurricanes hitting the United States, but I actually see more tornadoes whipping around in places that would, people would not think being there would be many tornadoes. I don't see much effect of earthquakes in the western United States. I do see earthquakes on the eastern United States. I see the Mississippi becoming stronger and wider. I feel that there's going to be something happening toward somewhere of a very green area where there'll be rocking and shaking. And that's where I think there might be an earthquake where we don't expect one to happen, but that would have been due. That's in the United States. I do see tsunamis happening. I see ships in the lands. I see tsunamis hitting the eastern areas. I don't see tsunamis hitting the Thailand areas, but I do see tsunamis and heavy waves hitting many islands in increasing force. I see a lot of shaking and tumbling in the Middle East, in particular in Iran and areas of Iraq, to unseen fathoms. I see not just one, but several earthquakes. I see major revolutions emerging from different parts of Iran. I see Iraq actually emerging. Emerging with Iran. Not in a sense of a country, but in a sense of respectfulness, I guess you'd call it. Maybe a helping hand, ironically. I see problems in the Arabian areas, that there's going to be strife amongst them. I see disease, actually, of all areas, very heavy disease in very wealthy areas along the Gulf. Viral diseases, in particular. I see new things being emerged within Israel that will be surprising to many people. I see things coming in hand, almost like to the words of Ezekiel. Unfortunately, I see in Lebanon, as everybody and its surrounding neighbors cling Israel and Syria, I see the people standing in shock, but on guard, as new strife emerges in Lebanon. I see blood, really serious blood war once again, unfortunately a civil war, emerging very, very heavy. Not as trumpet as the 1970s or 80s, but striking, like hitting one area, then another area, and be quiet, and then another area. I see North Africa having some serious problems of pestilence and strife and pressure and changing of governments. I see changing of the guards of people emerging. I see in Egypt, ironically, a separate new situation occurring, a new movement, away from even from a religious popular movement, but more of a secular popular movement emerge within Egypt. which are will embrace the younger people. And there'll be a division of generations because of it. I see them going through almost like a 1960s era of Age of Aquarius, if you want to call it, like the so-called hippie era will happen, I see, in Egypt. And that's just the very intruddle beginnings. I see still more pestilence and more strife and more problems in Africa. And people closing their ears and their eyes to it. Unfortunately. But I do see at hand toward the end of 2010 that will suddenly change. I see in the middle Africa some great movement of people taking at hand. And it will transcend across all of the continent to a new beginning, a new healthy beginning. But I see that toward the latter part of 2010. I see Latin America doing the same old thing as everybody sees. One revolution to another ends, another one starts. I think there's, toward the end of 2010, there's the demise of Chavez in the Venezuela. As people reemerge, as he tries to take more control and turns his country into almost into a totalitarianism, what he calls communism, but is more like fascism. So I see several changing the guards in the south. But this is always going to happen toward the end of 2010. I see in Mexico a new emerging. There's going to be some problems with, I wouldn't call problems, actually it's, in my eyes it would be good, but I see some Native American indigenous peoples separating themselves from the rest of Mexico. I see a massive movements of indigenous people moving toward the north, toward the border, toward the United States. So I see a lot of changes occurring. Most of them are quite good. I mean, it's all in relative speaking. And, you know, people are going to see things and open their hearts, so their vibrations of themselves are going to change. You know, your DNA is going to change. Things are these are the beginnings. People are going to start listening and hearing. People are going to have some unusual dreams. There are times, like even you can feel it right now, there are times people feel like almost like sleepy sort of all the time. That's because they're having this heavy dream state emerging. Their dream state is merging with their, which is the other side, your people's senses are starting to merge into the other side, which some people call the anti-matter side, the other side. Your people are going to start going back and forth so much. They're going to be pulling in information that they already know or are access to, which is come to terms, and the relationship of that information and how they deal with it is going to be the choices. This is actually going to start increasing, like I said, really big time, starting 2010, going all the way through. You're going to hear more people come out with, there's going to be more enlightened people. It's going to become a common day. You're going to hear more people having more abilities, more people being reading, more people psychic, if you want to call it that, more people doing more clairvoyant things, more and more. It's going to be more common day. And the most surprising thing is, which is to me not, and I mentioned it earlier, is that the disclosure from the United States is going to finally occur. and it's going to be again within next summer. I think they're going to have, this country will have no choice, because I see in a very sunny type of event, a major event happening, where there is not just disclosure, but there's actually final contacts occurring. And this will be disclosed and in such a way that's going to change people's way they thought things and belief systems. You will see churches and synagogues and mosques and temples. They're going to reevaluate their own principles, their own belief systems. They'll start to merge their own dogmas into a dogma with incorporating extraterrestrials and UFOs, because it would become more of a given. It would not be thought of as being a, oh, they're got to be nuts to believe in something like that. It'll be start become a common thing, a fascination. You're going to start seeing more events, more media, more movies, more things. You'll see both. You'll see one trying to make it more of negative and some of it a positive. But eventually, people can realize it is positive in the long term and more surprising and fascinating in the immediate term. People will have to face what we are, and it's going to change things. One of which is going to start starting to change is a change in direction that we can change our systems of how we do our own systems of society, in particular of economics. But that won't happen for a while. That's going to be discussing it as a commonplace. It's going to be starting a commonplace discussion of our monetary system. There's going to be discussion on real energy, which is what there very many people who think they have control are going to be in fear of losing that control, are going to try to stifle that. But as they say, the cork of that genie bottle is already out. People are going to start investigating, learning more about free energy. And once that unfolds, it's going to change the dynamics. But that I don't see until very late in toward 2010. I see a lot of fear amongst people who are in government. They will not know. They'll try to mirror what the people believe, not knowing that they themselves don't really believe it. In fact, they'll just be actors on stages as they've always been, but it's going to be more obvious. You'll say to them, I love candy, and they'll say, I love candy. You'll say, I love chocolate, and they'll say, I love that too. They'll say, I love the Yankees, and they'll say that to the people in New York, and then go to Boston, and I love the Red Sox. Basically, they're going to tell people what they want to hear, but people are going to become more and more to their senses, realizing that is what they've been doing and what they're going to try to continue to do. And there are going to be new faces emerge because of that, new people in politics, people we surprise who are not necessarily themselves in politics. There won't be these lawyers or, you know, typical people like what 100% of the people who are in government today have been attorneys. There's going to be new people coming into the realm. A new respect of discussion of thoughts and how people really are. There's going to be new ways of looking at things. But like I said, this doesn't start until the middle of 2010. You know, in the first part of 2010, there's going to be some serious physical hardships in the United States and around the world, in particular, like what, you know, the normal shifts. There will be a starting of a polar shifts with the changing of electromagnetic areas within the world, which is going to cause more events to unfold in the physical elements of the United, in the world. It's going to start changing. You know, there's going to be fear that some animals will be extinct, but they won't be. They'll be okay. It'll just shift. You know, some animals might go down, but they'll make it. The only animal that has to worry about surviving is humanity. All the rest of the animal kingdom and worldly kingdom will be fine. They're well taken care of. And like I said, it's going to be beginning of the beginning of the changes. You know, people are going to be looking, reading in prophecies and the Bibles and the I Chings and the Korans, trying to find the answers, and you're going to find out they've always had answers. They're going to find out they don't need a rescue person, the save me person. They're going to start realizing they don't need somebody on a, you know, on a cross to say, I died for your sins, or somebody who stands there with a big shaft in their hand, or someone who leaps on a dream on a horse, or somebody who walks from India to the East. They'll find that these are just dogmas. They were trying to say words, they themselves were not the important people, the important thing. It was what they're trying to say, not what they are. And they're going to find that they themselves have that in them. But there are going to be a lot of people who are going to be in the fear patterns. People turning back. People who will not accept changes. And unfortunately for those, they will find themselves in having more physical calamities for themselves. They'll look at the world as askew, because in their eyes it will be askew to them. It's like somebody walking into our society from 200, 300 years ago and seeing computers and cars. You know, they go fast, and airplanes and jets and space, you know, people flying into toward the moon or whatever, 200, 300 years ago. They, those people be either in shock or welcoming it. It is sort of the same thing happening, going to happen within the next year. New technologies, by the way, are going to start unfolding unparalleled. People are going to be starting information about healing with stem cells, for example, is going to become a whole new thing. You know, diseases and certain events, bodies, medicine, to unparalleled scales, going to start new processes being developed and happening. It'd be almost like futuristic. But of course, this will only come in tune with the changing of the systems, which is going to happen because it's sort of passing the candy off. So, now that you've heard my spiel, I'll repeat the very end so you understand now what I was trying to say. Hopefully people have a greater understanding. No more will be the son, the old son of save me or Messiah of old, the end of to the endings, the beginning to the endings, the fish is now gone as we enter the days of water and water from end to end. All peoples will sweet with more understanding. Energy will be opening on a whole new level. Energy will emerge to erase the idea of the past. Those who are in power will slowly be under the universe's real power. Light is engulfing the plane of these realms called Earth. Hot will be cold, desert will be green, islands will submerge and reemerge. Cities will follow, pain will endure, tests will become apparent. Humanity will prevail, leaders will change, choices will be made, roads will be diverted, some will, some not. There will be those that will embrace the truth of love in the universe, others will remain in denial, will basically dissipate as their lies become transparent and derail, as their lies are more in detail, excuse me. Hate will emerge and fear will be driven. I mean, it basically, division will basically disseminate, slowly disseminate. And all this will become very in small ways as the energies emerge and castigate. Light is unfolding. The DNA is expanding. That's really important. Your physical element will be changing day to day. You'll feel sort of time sleepy and some stuporish type of feeling in days, even like today. As it gets through 2010, it's going to feel like a dream. So what have I been trying to, what's will unfold? The roads, the choices, the manifestations, the thoughts, the changes, the new beginnings, the new endings, the new understandings. What will unfold? You will unfold. You will unfold to new heights. And of course, like I said, greater awareness, greater understandings. You will have new choices, broadening choices that will open your eyes, your hearts, and most importantly, your minds. You'll have thoughts that you've never thought you had, thoughts that manifest to a greater effect. You'll have the greater opportunity to grow to a whole new length of any ambiguity. Of course, there will be new turns with new roads, with new understandings, yet there will be those, like I said, who choose, and there will be those who choose not to. And unfortunately, the Earth is still going to continue to move in a greater and higher frequency, a vibration to a greater understanding, because this is our mothership. And as our ship continues to vibrate in this realm, it's going to allow us, our harmony, to vibrate. And those who aren't, I'm simply sent off to another ship of a lower frequency. You know, like I said, 2010 is the beginning of the beginning, the end of the old endings, with an enlightened understanding with love. And like I said, there will be dreams of dreams. And all that we see or seem is but a dream within a dream, as Edgar Allan Poe had said. New dreams, new visions, greater harmony, humanity, one, universe, God, Allah, Tao, Creator, and Self, the infinity, love, love. This is all the dawn, 2010, the years, and this is the years, the coming of the year, what will unfold, the roads, the karma, the manifestations, the thoughts, the new beginnings, the new endings, the new understandings. And this is what comes from my heart to your ears. 2010, what I see, what I hear, what I feel. And I want to thank you all, and God bless you, and I wish you a great and glorious weekend and week. Hang around with Ruby Friedman and Orchestra. God bless you and thank you again.
I'm busier than you are, so don't expect a call. Everybody wants some, but no one gets it all. So at times I wonder, why am I afraid of it all? You cut the pain in half.